également.
The Kurdistan Regional Government is training Syrian Kurds to help them fight extremist groups. The military training is expected to help push out extremist groups in Syria's Kurdish areas.
There are Arab people in the name of the Free Syrian Army, which is not really a freedom army. They're very violent and they do not belong to the areas. They attack the Kurdish areas. Kurds try to help them and are ready to cooperate to manage the areas together, as well as the affairs of the places their families live in. But we criticize the attacks that they're carrying out.
Kurdistan's regional prime minister, Barzani, has announced details of the training. He argues that Syria's Kurdish areas should not turn into battlegrounds for extremist groups. The Kurdistan region trained Syrian Kurds last year. The aim of the training was to fill security vacuums as Syria's army retreated from the Kurdish areas. But the reason for this year's training seems to be more tangible. There have been clashes between Kurds and the Al-Qaeda-linked Jabhat al-Nusra group in Ras al-Ain town near the Turkish border. Critics of last year's training also have concerns now. They say the training is interference in Syria's affairs.
According to international laws and agreements, this is an illegal thing. The Kurdistan region does not have the right to interfere in other countries because it is part of Iraq. This is an illegal thing. It is impossible according to international laws.
But Kurdish MP Dana Said Sofi told Press TV that Iraq does not have a law to govern this issue. The Kurds account for around 10% of Syria's population. Thousands of Syrian Kurds have crossed the border and taken refuge in Iraq's Kurdistan region. The regional government is now building the first bridge to connect people in the Kurdish areas of Iraq and Syria. An agreement signed in Arbil last summer united Syria's Kurdish Democratic Union Party and the Kurdish National Council. Kurdistan's regional prime minister, Barzani, says training Syrian Kurds is for defensive reasons rather than offensive ones. It's believed that the training is not part of political attempts to achieve autonomy for Syria's Kurdish areas. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.